All right. A pleasure to have you back with us. Adam Copeland joins us. He, of course, is the host of the Leadoff Spot early in the morning, Monday through Friday, and works with Murph and Mac as well. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. 9 a.m. is good for me, man. I know this is only for you guys to be on, but I've been up for hours. I was ready to go. I was rearing.
You know, it's funny. You should have done the show with me this morning at 6 a.m. For you, it would have been another day at the office.
Yeah. Would have just been another day of the week for me. I'll be up early tomorrow, too, for the 5 a.m. show.
How have you liked this weekend, Braves and Giants? What's your take so far coming into this game today?
Well, it's funny because, when I was a kid, the Braves, I mean, I know a lot of people right now are talking, the 93 season, the 103 wins, and sort of comparing what that team has done to what this Giants team has done. Obviously, that Giants team didn't go to the playoffs, but when I was a kid, the Braves were always kind of a good measuring stick for how good of a team you had. I remember in 2002 when they went in there and finally got past them in the division series, it was a big deal to take down Smoltz and Glavine and Maddox, and you always had good hitters in that lineup with David Justice and Chipper Jones and Andrew Jones and Vinny Castilla and all these great, great, powerful hitters and great pitchers. It always was sort of a good way to test, I felt like, how good of a team the Giants were, and it sort of feels like that again this weekend. It's obviously a potential playoff matchup, and this team has a bunch of homegrown talent. I think they've got four guys on the infield who could end up with over 25 home runs. It's incredible what they're doing after they lost Ronald Acuna, that they took off the way they've taken off. It's been a fun weekend of baseball, and we saw again yesterday how great Logan Webb's development has been. What was it now? 12 or 13 consecutive starts with two or fewer runs allowed. He's been fantastic. It's been a cool weekend.
Yeah, it has been. It's been interesting, and I think it's going to get more interesting today with DeSclafani and Ian Anderson, both of them coming off injuries. And both bullpens are strong bullpens, and both managers won't hesitate to get into the bullpen. I see that kind of game today. I think it's going to be a back-and-forth game. The Braves can hit, but the Giants hit home runs, and the Giants will work the count. To me, it's a classic game of 25 on deck.
Yeah, and what's interesting is about this is that the Braves have done it in sort of a different way. You talk about the strong bullpen and how great that lineup is that they have, and they grind out at bats. I mean, Freddie Freeman is a potential Hall of Famer with the type of approach he has at the plate and what a dangerous player he is. But they do it in different ways in the sense that the Giants obviously play matchup after matchup after matchup, and you've tweeted this out a couple of times about having to get through the bench. It's like getting through the late innings of a tough bullpen. You have to get through the late innings of a tough Giants bench, whereas the Braves are a team that just kind of run out the same lineup almost every day and oftentimes batting in the same order every day. So it is funny that you're right. You've got a sort of a modern-style team the way it's being run with Gabe Kapler and Kai Correa and how they're playing matchups. And then you've got Snitker on the other side who basically is kind of an old-school guy, doesn't do a whole lot with the analytics and just sort of runs the same lineup out there. But to each his own, they found a system that works, and it's been really impressive that they've been able to make up the loss of Ronald Acuna and put together the sort of run they have as one of the hottest teams in baseball over the last 2.5-3 weeks, going back to the trade deadline even, when the Mets have now just been dead in the water and the Braves have been able to pull away. It's like Braves and Phillies now. Phillies are the only team it seems like they have to worry about. So they're getting it done different ways, but that's the beauty of baseball is teams are finding success sort of in an old-school pattern, and Ian Anderson will try to keep that going today, and the Giants will look to win the series with their new Tampa Bay Rays-style baseball, which has been so good this year.
Boy, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, and it's amazing. The Giants win, the Dodgers win. It's just almost every day, if one wins, the other wins. If one loses, the other loses. Isn't it something, the race with the Dodgers? Because, look, 33 left for the Giants, 32 left for the Dodgers, 3 in the loss column. And yes. I say if the Dodgers, go back to 6 in the loss column, which can happen, or if they tie the Giants, which can happen, we've got an amazing September coming up. But every day is important right now.
Well, I'm totally with you. The one bummer to all of that is just sort of the schedule making, how the Giants and the Dodgers saw each other so much at the front end of the season that they only get one more series, and it's the next weekend against each other. So you'd like a few more head-to-heads, I think, ideally, just because of the drama and the intrigue. But you're right. It's every single day matters. And if you're the Dodgers, I don't know, No, certainly for Dodger fans, I'm sure it's frustrating. I mean, they have to. I'd have to go back and look. I think they've won, what, 17 of their last 21 or 22 games or something like that, and they picked up like 2.5 on the Giants. That's it. You win that many games in that short a span, and you don't gain any more than that. That's got to be a sort of a frustrating thing to go to the ballpark, and especially when the Giants are playing on the East Coast, and the Dodgers are rolling into their games knowing that the Giants have already won and that the Giants are already leading in their game. Sort of puts the pressure on them, and so Colorado helped them out winning one the other day, but the Giants didn't win that game. So we'll see what happens today. Maybe Colorado gets one more from them.
Yeah, you never know. Well, Mitch White goes today for the Dodgers. Sensatella is going for Colorado. How about San Diego? It's almost sad in a way. Weathers got hit last night, and Jace Tingler said, well, we've seen enough of him for a while. you know, we're hoping to get some healthy players back, Paddock coming back. Cincinnati, 71-60. Padres 69-62. It's a full two-game lead over the Padres. The Reds are going in the right direction. The Padres are not.
Yeah, the Reds are kind of dangerous. And once Luis Castillo kind of got off the schneid from his really bad start this year, he's put together a really nice season. Sonny Gray has been fantastic. Wade Miley has been fantastic for them. And the lineup is really dangerous. And they're doing it without Jesse Winker right now. Yeah, the Reds have gotten hot at the right time. And the Padres, I mean, I don't know what to say. It has the makings of some changes coming this offseason. I know Carey has thrown out a bunch of times. He thinks Bruce Bochy could end up managing there next year or in the next couple of years. I look at the Padres and I wonder about their window, not because they don't have talent or not because they don't have young talent, but the starting pitching they have, they invested a lot as far as trade equity goes or trade capital goes in giving up prospects and in giving up talent from the farm system. You know, they went out and they got Mitch Clevinger last year or Mike Clevinger last year, and he hasn't pitched at all this year because of Tommy John surgery. Blake Snell, you know, was off to a decent start. I think he still pitched pretty well as of late, but still is not going super deep into ball games and hasn't necessarily been the lights out ace that they were hoping he'd be. Yu Darvish, obviously they invested in him. And so funny that they invested so much in pitching over the last year and a half, 2 years. Then they go out and they fire their pitching coach and they say, oh, no, he's not a scapegoat. I was going, well, if that's not a scapegoat, I don't know what is. You fired one guy and you're saying that's the element of the team that needs to be a little bit better. So I don't know how long their window is going to stay open there just because of how much they've given up in the farm system. And sometimes those windows close kind of fast as far as championship aspirations go. But Fernando Tatis put together a great year, but he comes back and I don't know that he can carry this team by himself. They really, really need some more pitching.
Yeah, the starting pitching has been a problem, and they don't hit as much either. Machado has been somewhat of a disappointment. You think that, well, maybe, look, September, the pros take over. I always say it. And this is September. Let's see if he steps up and can lift the Padres. But the other team, they're not gone yet, and that's the St. Louis Cardinals. Adam Wainwright, at his age, another shutout last night, 7 shutout innings. They're still playing decent baseball. They're 3.5 behind Cincinnati. That one still is alive.
Well, you talk about, you know, the professionals come out, or it's all about the pros when you get to September. They got a couple of guys on that team. I mean, Nolan Arenado at third base. Paul Goldschmidt has been really good for them. Tommy Edman has been nice for them. And you're right, it's gonna kind of come down to how well they can pitch. And they gave the Giants fits. Like, that's a team that the Giants had a real tough time with this year. And I feel like is it the Kwon Hyun Kim? I think he goes today, the left-hander out of Korea.
Yeah, Kim against Crow. How about that?
Kim and Crow. He kind of reminds me of Kirk Reeder. I mean, he was pitching for 14 years in Korea and then comes over here. And he's not blowing you away with 95, 96. He's throwing cutters on the hands and he's throwing sliders low and away, just sort of getting guys to tap out. He's sort of death by a thousand paper cuts with Kwon Hyun Kim. But he's been nice for them. He's been pretty solid and came over last year in a pandemic season, had to wait for his family to get to come see him this year, and pitched really well against the Giants when they saw him. I think the Cardinals are a dangerous team because of what you said, Marty. They've got professional guys, and then you get to the postseason, you get guys like Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright who have done it so many times in the past. It gives you confidence, I think, if they're in the postseason. It gives them confidence that they can get it done, sort of in the same way the Giants have confidence in their veterans who've been in the postseason before.
Well, you know, the Cincinnati-San Diego-St. Louis race for that second wild card, no one's really taken charge of it. I know the Reds have played great ball lately, so that one for me is a September race. It's a live race. Mm-hmm. And I'm not so sure Atlanta has put the Phillies away forever. Atlanta's still got a tough schedule. They've got the Dodgers. They've got the Giants coming up again. The Phillies end up with a lot of that National League East, which they have not been able to dominate. But they're only 5 back in the loss column, so Phillies and Atlanta still alive. That's why this game is important for Atlanta today. This game is important for the Giants today. They're important for the Dodgers today. That's what September baseball is all about, and we've got it all the way.
Well, and if you ask any fan, I said this for years, and you often say it, I think, as a baseball fan, when your team is not very good or when you're not anticipating going to the playoffs, you say, just let me play meaningful baseball in September. I mean, if you had told us that the Giants were fighting it out with the Padres or the Cardinals or whoever it was for the second wild card, we'd all be ecstatic. And now we have an opportunity to do something that we've never seen the Giants do, and that's go out and have a 105-win season, beat the Dodgers for the division. Even though, Marty, it's sort of funny, I feel like no matter how many games up the Giants get, no matter how far back the Dodgers are, how many there are left to play, this happened yesterday. My buddy texted me and said, oh, boy, it's really looking like it could be a Reds-Giants wild card game. And I said, whoa. Why are we writing off the Giants from winning the division? I mean, I know I'm the Giants fan, and I know that I'm biased. I think I watch so much Giants baseball that I'm gonna put my eggs in that basket. But what's so funny about that is it's like people still overlook the Giants now, even though they've maintained this lead for so many months, and their resilience at the top of the division has been something we haven't seen in a really long time from any Giants team. And so for a team like the Dodgers, who are defending champs and 8 straight division titles or whatever it is, you know, a lot of people still have them penciled in. I'm not so sure that the Dodgers are a team that's going to get out of the back end of this season with the little starting pitching they have. I feel like they go to a bullpen game every couple of days, Marty. I mean, it's been good for them, but I don't know if you can win a division that way coming from behind.
Yeah, I agree with you. But look, I've had national writers on. We had Tim Kirchin yesterday. He's got the Dodgers and the White Sox in the World Series. And I jokingly said it, and I'll say it a bunch of times this month. If the Dodgers are 4 out with 3 to go, everyone's going to say, hey, they got a shot to win. I'm telling you, that no one is taking heed of what the Giants are doing. It's been an incredible run, and they're right up there with every analytic. Their bullpen is solid. They've got to shut down Rodgers and McGee at the end of the game. They hit home runs. They grind out at bats. So I think they're in good shape, but this is going to be fun. One last quick question for you before we run. How about the Yankees?
Yeah, they're fantastic. I went out on Thursday night to the A's-Yankees game at the Coliseum, the game where there were 6 home runs hit. And the four of the 6, but the first 2 hit by the Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton hit one 430 off the facade in center field, and Sean Murphy did it a couple innings later, but then Joey Gallo hits a bomb. I mean, it's so funny because we do this every year at the trade deadline. You say, ah, boy, if this team had some left-handed power, or if this team had a closer or some pitching, they'd be a dangerous team in the postseason. The Yankees are kind of living up to that. They went out and they got their 2 power bats in Anthony Rizzo and Joey Gallo, and it's sort of come to fruition from them. They also got healthy at the back end of the bullpen, and they've been getting a lot from Jonathan Lasawaiga, and Chapman came back, and they're playing really good baseball. That winning streak just snapped yesterday, and Sergio Romo almost gave it up, I saw. 2-run homer allowed to Aaron Judge in the 9th inning. And then Sergio put it away. But the Yankees are back. The Yankees are a team that I don't think anybody wants to see in a wild card game or even in a short series. Could be tough.
Good baseball. Adam, a pleasure chatting with you, and we'll catch up next week. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, Marty. Talk to you soon.
All right, very good. That is Adam Copeland of the leadoff spot. All right, we'll take a break. Kerry is back to start the talk back and the Giants pregame. Back with you next Saturday, Giants and Dodgers. More coming up right after this.